Hello and welcome to Avio's Journey Podcast. My name is Anthony. This show is about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artists grow their business. Sidestep all the crazy things that I seem to step on. I am back from my surgery. That's right. I had hip surgery, and I want to thank you all so much. Everybody was so supportive and just really amazing. And, you know, I think it has been quite a journey so far. But I am thrilled to be, I'd say about 30% back. I think I'm not 100% clearly, pretty sore still. It's been about a week, but I am looking forward to talking to you about all of the amazing things that we've got coming up this year, some awesome things about Academy Voices, and, what's going on right now with voiceover. So hopefully to, you know, help you get some business as well. Maybe you didn't know what we're doing over on this side of Avio's journey. So let's get to it. Let's do it.
This is VO's journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
So it's great to be back. Like I just mentioned, hip surgery, and it went very well. It was pretty crazy. I had never had a major surgery before, so that was pretty wild. I went in, they were wonderful. I was in prep for about 2 hours, which basically, they give me a cloth or they give me these things, and you just clean yourself, they give you your gown, they prep you. I had this super warm blanket that they pumped hot air into for a while, and I'd stayed there, and they hooked up, my IVs and stuff. And then about two and a half hours, they come in and they're like, all right, it's time. And they've had this little vial or not vial, but, little thing of anesthesia. And they put it into the IV. They start rolling me to the surgery room. And as I'm rolling through, I'm like, well, this is nothing's happening. This doesn't seem to be working. And then I get to the surgery room and there are these big lights everywhere. And there's all these people around, and I hear this one dude say, we've been having problem waking up patients today. And then I was out. That was it. I was out, like literally gone. The next thing I remember is waking up. I remember waking up and a woman is like, okay, we need you to breathe. We need you to breathe. Breathe in, breathe out. We need you to breathe. And then I was in another room. I was just so, the anesthesia was so out of it, and just trying to catch my bearings, trying to breathe like the woman said and everything. So the surgery went great. The doctor had said there's a lot of deterioration, in that hip joint, and they replaced, the entire thing, and I was there for a while. I was able to go home that day. That was Monday. That was last Monday. And, that was crazy. I mean, I got up, they had me walking. Like I literally walked up and down steps there. That was crazy. And I went home and, I got meds and everything, and I'm done everything it's supposed to be doing. PT has been out to my house a couple times, so that's been nice. It's extremely uncomfortable to sleep at night, but it's getting better slowly. No doubt about that. And, I'm starting to walk more, of course, I mean, my leg is super sore, the muscles, I can feel the muscles in my leg, but, I can also tell that the arthritis is gone, and that's incredible. So like, I'm very excited. And, it's funny, I was joking with my wife, saying, I've already walked around more in the last couple of days than I have in the last year because, it was just so painful to walk. And now, it's sore. You know what I mean? I'm sore. It's not necessarily like it's painful. It hurts, but the muscles are sore, right? Because the reality is too, is because of how bad my hip was, You know, I mean, basically, whenever I'd had to walk somewhere, you know what I mean? I either had a cane or something, and then I would limp and I'd lock my leg, you know what I mean? And the 80% of all the weight was on my left. And you know, so I hadn't used really the leg muscles, you know what I mean, on my right leg for quite a while. So that was something that, you know, that's something that I'm working on now and going through all those exercises and everything. So I'm very happy and blessed. I'm definitely getting stronger. Like I said, I'm still sore. I'm still using a walker. Hopefully within the next, 4 or 5 days or so, I'll be able to, you know, get a, you know, or use a cane, which would be really nice, and just continue to, you know, work through the PT and everything. So I'm very, very excited about that. But this past week has just been focused on trying to catch my bearings, get used to everything, try to get used to walking correctly again. I walked the right way in a long time, meaning like, you know, evenly distributing my weight and so forth, and trying to do all that. So anyway, I'm happy and very happy and optimistic about that. And, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on at what we're doing. You know, we just finishing up St. Patrick's Day, our special for VO's Journey Lead Academy. But also, you know, I'm very excited about how the Academy is also working with Academy Voices. You know, we have kind of two things. So Academy Voices is our online casting website, and it has been slowly growing. As you guys know, I really kind of spearheaded this project. I mean, I built this website and this kind of casting website for voice actors about a year ago. And, you know, I spent a lot of time, and it kind of, it's been slow just because of everything going on in my life and trying to build it and everything. But we are starting to pick up, you know, we're starting to rank for things, starting to get more and more leads. And, you know, I realized that as we get more leads and everything, hold on guys, let me sit down. So that is the one thing. Hold on. Oh, yeah, that hurt. Sorry, I'm moving. I'm trying to sit down and stand up. What I've learned is I can't stay seated, especially in my computer chair longer than, you know, probably like 15 to 30 minutes. Cause then it's just too sore. I've got to move around, which is funny because, you know, I think in the past, you know, I had spent hours and hours just sitting, you know what I mean? In this chair. And I think, you know, that's something that, and I would say for all of us, right, that it's so important, and it's so easy for us not to think about it, but it's so important for us to get up, move around at least every 30 minutes to 45 minutes. I mean, I know that's a lot, you know, because how much time we can spend in our booths, you know, or sitting down and so forth. But I just know for me, at least even right now, my muscles, I mean, even the muscles as sore as they are, I got to move them. You know, and it's wild to think about how I was before and what I'm trying to do now. So anyways, I was standing up. I'm sitting down now. So because it was starting to hurt a little bit, just standing, just kind of move back and forth. Anyways, so I was talking about, so Academy Voices, basically what I was trying to say is that it's growing to the point where now, you know, we're starting to get, steady leads. Now, when I say steady leads, you know what I mean? A few every week or so. And what I'm noticing is, though, the people that, you know, the leads we're getting, I'm so excited, but they, you know, I need more voice actors because we have about 50 or 60 on the site right now. And, you know, and a lot of them are or a lot of our voice actors on the website, you know, we only have one demo or two demos. So I need a lot more variety. We need multilingual voice actors, actors from, you know, different accents around the world, because we're, you know, we've recently been getting more video game work inquiries, especially from different places around the world, and dubbing and different languages. So I'm really trying to grow Academy Voices. And I had posted in the Facebook group an idea, because one of the big things I noticed, too, is, you know, we had to compete and we need to run ads. We need to be able to market on kind of a two-prong front, right? We need to be able to market via SEO, you know, blog posts, high quality pages, social media, et cetera. But we also need to be able to market via ads, right? Search ads work very well. And, you know, but we're also competing against places like Voquent and Voices.com and Fiverr and so forth. So there needs to be a good amount of budget. And I think a lot of the other places, places like Bodalgo, these sites, which are very nice sites, I think the challenge they run into, right, is that the budget, it becomes more difficult to compete unless you are going to spend the money to really budget. You know what I mean? I mean, to really rev up how much you're marketing and to target. So, you know, I think that for me and Academy of Voices, you know, that's really going to be the goal, is to really do that two-pronged approach, because most of the places do just stick with ads, or, you know, maybe not, but a lot of the places don't do both. And the ones who do do both really skyrocket. I mean, you think about voices.com. I mean, the place, you know, besides the, I mean, they run an enormous amount of ads, but they also have an incredible SEO standing, right? I mean, they're probably one of the, or the best SEO standings in the voiceover industry, right? When it comes to voice actor or voiceover websites. So, you know, that they, that's through articles and everything that they've done. I mean, so that's a big component. But anyways, so basically in our Facebook group, over at VO's Journey Facebook group, I had posted a request, like kind of outlining what we're going to be doing for, you know, Academy Voices. And, you know, basically, you know, the idea here is that, you know, we are, you know, from video games to, you know, social media ads, commercials, TV, radio, documentaries, meditation, audiobooks, e-learning. You know, I've got a meeting today with a power company and their corporate training center out from a place in California, a power company out there, you know, who is looking for voice actors. They want to build a relationship where they have voice actors who can do, because they don't want to use AI at all. And that's our big, you know, that's our big staple, right? Is we don't use AI whatsoever. None of our work is allowed to go to use AI or machine learning, and we don't use AI to fulfill any orders, right? We're all human all the time. So, you know, and we're voice actors. I'm a voice actor, you know, we're gonna, you know, so it's anyways. So the point is that, you know, we are going to make sure that we're having quality work, and also at a decent price. All right. I'm not going to be charging as much as the GVAA rate guides, but I'm not going to be charging the general Fiverr rates, right? We are going to be budget friendly. And I feel very strongly about that these days, because I think it's important to note that we are competing, right, against a lot of whether it's other websites, and it's also AI. All right. But, you know, we need to be flexible. So but it's definitely going to be priced at a fair price that doesn't degrade our market, as well as, you know, be good for the voice actors. So from a standpoint of Academy Voices, right, we make sure that as we bill our clients, that they, what we pay the voice actor, right, we don't take the money from the voice actor. We just, you know, we charge a management fee to manage the project to the client as well. So that's separate. So we don't actually take any money from the voice actor. And I think what we're going to do is I kind of propose this idea. I want to have at least a way for people who are joined to pay a little bit of money so that we can put that money towards ads and marketing and our SEO, right? So I think what I've decided to do is either $5.99 a month or, you know, $49 for the year. So $5.99 a month or $49 for the year. I think that that's a pretty fair price. I'm pretty sure that's the best out there from the standpoint of getting, up on a website for a year, being able to have those opportunities. And now listen, I mean, I think as we grow, it's going to get better. So of course, you know, it's always the chicken and the egg. I think we had some wonderful questions. We've had, you know, over 1,000 views on the post on our Facebook group, almost 100 responses. I also took a poll We had hundreds of, or, you know, over 100 responses on the poll and stuff. I'm very excited about what I'm seeing so far with people who are interested in this. But one of the questions I thought was really important, you know, was, hey, you know, do you, can you get, you know, are you going to be able to guarantee stuff? And I mean, I can't, you know what I mean? I mean, be honest with people. I can't guarantee that everybody is going to be getting, you know, all these auditions and all this stuff, especially as we're just going to start to rev up things, right? I've hired a development team for our marketing, our management when it comes to our ads, our Google ads and stuff like that. So, you know what I mean? That's in good hands. So I'm excited about that. And I also have a team, a great company who I've worked with before, who's done amazing work for the SEO and the blogs and everything like that, which is wonderful. They do a great job. So, I mean, we're in good hands there. It costs, you know what I mean? That's the whole point. It costs money. Just like anything else, we're invest to grow. And I think that, you know, with all of us chipping in a little bit, it could be really beneficial, and extremely helpful. So basically what would happen is, right, as you sign up, you're on the roster, you get a personal page, and, you know, as jobs come in, you can either be hired directly by me or the team for a managed project. You could be booked directly by someone, by a client, you know, finding you, through our talent roster, which I've finally coded a way to use search parameters on it. So that way people can search and, you know, they can filter. So I've finally did that. So that's good. And, you can also, be hired through, a just straight up like blind hire where they ask us to cast. So, you know, there's a couple different ways to get work. And, and a lot of times too, what'll happen is I will share, you know, they'll come to me, I'll do my research, we'll do our research, find the people who best fit what they're looking for, send them demos. They're like, oh, these look good. Can we hear some samples? We'll come to you, might get a sample, you know, get you to do a brief audition or something like that. And then whoever's chosen, right, we'll go through that, you know, live directed sessions, revisions, all of these things. Good thing about working with voice actor, you know, like I'm doing this and my team is that, you know, I know what it means to do this, to be a voice actor, right? I mean, we are so, you know, there's not going to be this ununderstanding, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So anyways, so I'm excited about that. I plan on releasing more because I've already built the sign up form, all that stuff is, and I think we've already got 80. I've already got 80 or 90 people and waiting for it. I'm trying to. People have not. I've not started accepting payment though, so no payments have been accepted yet because I'm still trying to. I really want to get the ad campaign fully up and running because so far I've done all this without running any ads, without really doing much marketing besides, you know, starting the SEO process, which as you know takes a while. Right. And so, you know, I've been doing a lot of that and that's kind of where we are now. But now with all these new things happening, I just finished the new coding, you know, really streamlined the website. You know, I've got these meetings, you know, I met with a video game company at the end of last week. You know, it's funny because I've been doing this whole thing where I'm like out of, you know what I mean? Like I'm trying to do it while I'm still not with my hip, but anyways, I'm very optimistic and excited about this. Really excited. We have a lot of momentum moving forward with it. On top of that, with Academy Voices Entertainment Channel, which is where we've been publishing audiobooks and meditations. We're getting ready to launch some audio dramas, which is paid work, which we will pay people through Academy Voices, which is wonderful too. So there's a lot of excitement, I think, going for me because there's a lot of opportunities, you know, because that's going to be another way to make money through Academy Voices, right? Is you actually be hired through Academy Voices Entertainment to do, like I said, those things, whether it's audiobook work, meditations, audio dramas, you know, animations down the road as we get into it, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot of opportunity there. And I'm excited to keep you guys up to date about that. I know it's been a little bit since I've done a podcast, but I'm really looking forward to you guys hearing this. And, you know, message me your thoughts, you know, on Academy Voices and whether that's something you'd be interested in. You can always, you know, just start by checking out the website, academyvoices.com. You know, go check it out, see what you think. You know, it's just the beginning. Of course, we need, you know, so many more voice actors. And I tell you what, you know, at first you think, and here's a little just something, then I'll let you go. First, you think that you don't want a lot of voice actors, right? Because you want to keep a small amount so that there's more work for everybody. The problem is, right, is that as I've learned, because I thought that same thing too when I started, so I kept it small. The problem is that you don't, it's like the chicken and the egg again. Right? Companies want a variety. They want to know there is a lot because there's a lot of particular needs, different languages, different accents, localizations, different specific needs for targeted markets. And I found that the problem is that I'm getting leads, but I don't have enough voice actors to fill them. So that's the problem I'm running into. So that's why it's really important that we do get up. Now, I don't want 20,000 or 30,000 voice actors. I think that's too much. However, I do think that, you know, there is a room for us to get more, because right now we only have about 50 or 60 on our site. So we definitely want more than that. All right. So anyways, I'm excited. Thank you guys so much for listening. It's good to be back. Even if it's at only about 30, 40%, but still I'm back. And I hope to talk to you guys soon. All right, everybody. Peace.